I saw the harbor lights. They only told.
Oh, that's a good song to dance to, that old slow dance. Harbor Lights by the Platters, and it's the perfect song, I think, to get us going today. There are harbor lights all across Wisconsin. Along the Great Lakes states, there are 19, for sure, harbor lights you're going to be able to see. And we'll be talking about them today with the author of the book, Wisconsin Harbor Towns, The Ultimate Wisconsin Road Trip. The author, Lori Helke, our guest today. She's a travel writer and the creator of the blog Lori Loves Adventure. It inspires midlife women to find joy in solo traveling. And she also wrote the children's series called Beatrice the Little Camper. So as we talk with Lori, I hope you'll join in today. Tell us about your favorite harbor town that you visited, or maybe you're from a harbor town and want to extol its virtues. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Lori Helke, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
I appreciate you having me. I'm so excited to talk about our beautiful harbor town.
Oh, 19 of them that you write about in your book. What gave you the idea to visit Wisconsin harbor towns and write about them?
Well, you know, honestly, living along or near Lake Michigan, I just loved the whole idea, concept of spotlighting our Wisconsin harbor towns. And honestly, I have a relationship with Visit Sheboygan, and so they kind of encouraged me to go forward and to just go ahead and do it. There's a whole Harbor Towns Coalition Association of CVBs and DMOs promoting these towns, and so it just is a perfect thing to, you know, like, go ahead and take a road trip. And, you know, there's places that we might not have discovered. And just to get in the car and go and enjoy the beautiful lakeshore of Lake Michigan and Lake Superior.
And you actually visited every town, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm fortunate because I live just west of Sheboygan. So I have quite a few of them pretty much right at my fingertips. And so, you know, some I went and spent a weekend at or a week, and then some I just take off and went and visited, you know, on a day when I had nothing to do. But, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, some of the coastal towns get a lot of tourism. Door County, of course,
yes,
an area that sees a lot. But we ought to consider visiting a harbor town that maybe sort of might be off an individual's beaten path.
Right, right. And that's another reason why I wrote this book, because, you know, like Milwaukee, Door County gets a lot of love from people all over. And so, you know, there's more to discover along the lake shores than just those destinations.
You're right about that. You know, I have visited virtually every one of those towns in your book, and I found a little surprise in reading about each of the towns. For me, I found, oh, I didn't see that, or, oh, I didn't know about that.
Right.
So to me, it was, I found some surprises. What harbor town surprised you the most?
I would honestly have to say Oconto. Now, you know, Oconto is a very, it's a small town, but honestly, it was just, you know, it's rich in history, and it's the perfect, like, small town to dig into. There's, you know, historical tour, and there's businesses, and it just was a great place to discover.
Yeah, well, we'll talk a little more about that as we move along. I had some picks, a couple of picks that I wanted to bring up with you on the towns that we can actually start at the bottom, Kenosha. That's sort of the lowest, if you're looking at a map, it's the lowest one there.
Right.
And
yep.
to me, as a, you know, and I visited Kenosha, and I didn't know about the Civil War Museum, which sounds like a gem.
It is, and its focus is like Wisconsin stories about the Civil War. It's an amazing museum to go and visit, and I highly recommend it.
It was, there's a movie or something, isn't there, that you can see about the Civil War at the museum?
Yes, yes, yeah, and that's a must. But yeah, it dives into like the Wisconsin connection with the Civil War. So yeah, perfect. It's wonderful.
And I thought the streetcars are kind of a unique part of the city, Kenosha streetcars, and you
yes.
can kind of use them to see the city, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah, yeah. The streetcars are really nice. It's kind of like an old-fashioned thing to hop on one and just, you know, just ride along, and it goes along the riverfront. So, yeah, it's a two-mile loop, and it just connects the various points of interest. And so, yeah, it's a great way to get around the downtown area.
I also wanted to talk about Racine. You know, my former wife was a writer for a magazine and did a story once on Danish. The Danish
yeah.
pastries of Racine. And
yeah.
I was lucky enough to tag along with her and had the difficult task of tasting the Danish in each of the best spots.
That's a hard job to do.
Oh, somebody had to do it. I really enjoyed the, you know, and they're actually, I think, nationally known for their Danish, aren't they?
Yes, the Kringle, yeah. Absolutely.
I love those Kringles. Oh, my gosh. And you can also watch watch some glass artists, the Hot Shop.
Yes.
In glass.
Yes. Yes, and that's really cool because they offer classes. When I was there, I took a fusion glass class, and I made myself a gorgeous bracelet that I wear all the time, and it has my favorite like beachy colors in, and it was fun. It was so much fun, and that's one of my favorite things to do when I'm out traveling, like dig into an art class or something, you know. But yeah, it was fun.
Jim in Cottage Grove has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon or good morning. It's still morning. So I'm originally from Sheboygan. And I lived there as a small child, and even moved back there for a while, running a charter boat service, and get back there from time to time. And it's an area that I really miss as an individual. There's so much to do in all of the coastal towns, Algoma, Kewaunee, Sturgeon Bay. I've been to all of those, but Sheboygan is something special to me, and though it's too late in my life, if the possibility would ever exist of me returning there on a permanent basis, I would. But I do get there from time to time just to reminisce. And the fragrance of Lake Michigan and the ambience it brings to any of the coastal towns is very hard to describe. You really have to experience it to appreciate it. So.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jim. And let's talk about Sheboygan, because that's certainly on your list of places. You know Sheboygan pretty well.
Yes, yes.
And Jim kind of set the stage for it. So let's talk some more about Sheboygan. How's it changed over the years? You know, Jim started as a kid, but then went back for a little while. And how's it changed over the years?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Sheboygan has become one of these premier destinations along the lake. It has changed so much. It's really, there's such fabulous restaurants there, and there's so many things to do. There's events during the summer. you know, with the parks and have the beautiful marina and the lakefront. And, you know, the whole riverfront actually has grown so much. But, you know, A Street is just, there's so many shops and restaurants, and it's just, I don't know. It's like my favorite place. Of course, I'm biased because I only live 20 miles away. But
well, you know, it's called the Malibu of the Midwest. And why is that?
Yes. So its location along the lake shore makes it a perfect destination for freshwater surfers. So the surfing season primarily runs from September until April. So on any given day, you know, like today with the winds kicking up, you can just go down to the lakefront, and most of the time you will spot surfers riding the waves by Dillon Park. And yeah, it's that's what it's named for, is, you know, the freshwater surfing.
I liked, well, there's a couple of other things I liked about Sheboygan. One was Three Sheeps Brewery, which is an excellent brewery.
Yes, it is, and it's a huge space. You can go in there, their tap room. They have events like food truck nights, and they're really a great supporter of the community. But yeah, and their beer is fabulous too.
it is indeed. And for the art and nature lover, there's John Michael Kohler Art Preserve. What's an art preserve, and why should you visit this one?
Oh, wow. That is my between Bookworm Gardens and the Art Preserve is like my favorite things to do in Sheboygan. But the Art Preserve is all around artists' environments. So you have these folk artists like Fred Smith, for instance, the Concrete Park way up in, I believe, Phillips. But so he created concrete sculptures that are all over, and he used readily accessible materials, broken beer bottles, stones, you know, concrete. But these artists' environments, it's like these people just create and surround their whole, you know, like their environment, like their home or their yard, with their creations.
That's pretty cool. And you said you had a favorite bookstore there.
Word Haven Bookshop, that's right on A Street. It's a very welcoming, diverse bookstore with any title. And if you can't get a title, you can talk to CJ, the owner, or go online and get one. But it's a quiet space. They have lots of events for writers. And there's a fabulous, cozy little children's section with cozy chairs, and the whole downstairs is just full of used books too. So it's not just new books, it's used books too. And they're a great supporter of local authors like myself.
And you know, if you were going to stay overnight, the one that caught my eye was Dead by Dawn B&B.
Oh yeah, that's in Manitowoc. Dawn, She is the creator of all things spooky and has a haunted house. But, yeah, she's got a little Airbnb thing right downtown in Manitowoc that's kind of quirky and fun.
Well, it sounded like a lot of fun to me. We're having some fun, as a matter of fact, talking with Lori Helke. Her book is titled Wisconsin Harbor Towns, The Ultimate Wisconsin Road Trip. You can join in too. Maybe you've got a comment about a harbor town. I hope you will join in. The number to call, 800-642-1234, or you can email us to talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking about the book Wisconsin Harbor Towns, The Ultimate Wisconsin Road Trip, with the author Lori Helke. You can join in if you've got a comment or maybe a question about one of these towns, maybe an experience to share. I hope you'll join in at 800-642-1234 or email to talk@wpr.org. You know, Lori, you said something early in the book that I agree with, and it had to do with having a book as a guide. And when I'm on the road, if I've got a book guide, I find it actually easier to use than fiddling around with my phone.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've traveled all over the world, and normally if I go to a place that I haven't been to, I'll either run to the library, or most of the time I like to purchase a copy of a travel guide, because what I do is if I'm gone and the night before I come back to my hotel room, Airbnb, and I will map out the next day, and I'll use the guidebook and write everything down that I really want to see. And I can highlight it. I can take, you know, pages out of the book and have a nice file going. But I don't know. I'm team book all the way. All the way.
I understand completely. Well, let's talk about Milwaukee for a minute. You write that you've taken Milwaukee for granted, and why is that?
Yeah, growing up, I just an hour from Milwaukee. I never went to Milwaukee because we just didn't travel like we do now. But I will say that, I had visited Milwaukee before, but in 2017, I went to my first travel conference, and it was in Milwaukee. And so there were travel writers, agents, a lot of people from the travel space there gathered from all over the nation and the world, actually. And so I overheard all these conversations during this conference about, wow, Milwaukee's really cool. It's such a beautiful city. There's such great architecture and the lakeshore. It looks like we're at the ocean. And, I heard so much, and it made me see Milwaukee through different eyes as a visitor than somebody that's lived here my whole entire life. And so I'm a huge advocate of visiting Milwaukee because there's so much to offer, and for all those reasons. So it made me really see Milwaukee for the gem it is.
And, there are some that some points that you write about in the book that are not necessarily ones that would come to mind right off the top of the head. One that I was thinking about was the St. Joan of Arc Chapel at Marquette University. How did this medieval chapel make its way to the U.S.?
Well, it was in France. It was actually built, I got to see my notes here. So it was built in the 15th century. But it was bought and then transported stone by stone to the United States, and then it eventually was reconstructed on the Marquette campus in the 1960s. So it's small. It's just a very quiet place you can go to just to reflect, and it's so interesting. And me loving France and any kind of French connection, it just blew me away. It's beautiful, and how they recreated it stone by stone is just incredible.
Milwaukee is also known as Brew City, so it makes sense there are tons of breweries to choose some. What are some of your favorites?
I love the Lakefront Brewery, and I actually took a tour of it, and they don't really produce anymore, but the best place at historic Pabst Brewery, and you can go there and you can have as many Pabst beers as what you want, but you take a tour there and you dig into the history of Pabst, and it's very interesting. But there's Sprecher's, and oh my gosh, there's so many. So Yeah, it's Brewtown after all.
Yeah, it is indeed. And, you know, I was thinking about, we mentioned a bookstore earlier, and one of my favorite owners is Daniel Golden of Boswell. Yes. Boswell Book Company. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place.
Yes, yeah. And they're, like, promoting local authors and having authors in. The events is fabulous, but yeah, I'm a lover of bookstores. So anywhere I go somewhere, I try to find the local bookstores to just hang out and yeah.
Well, we mentioned Okano earlier, but for those who don't know, maybe just cite Okano for people. Where is it located?
Yeah, Okano is just north of Green Bay, and it's right on 41, or 41 used to run right through Okano, and that's how I remember Okano, going up north fishing with my dad years ago, and we drive through Okano. So, you know, I was always curious about Okano driving through, like, what's down that street and what's down that street? Of course, we always drove through, but now the highway bypasses Okano, so you have to go off. But it's a little gem. It really is.
Now, one of the things that I found interesting is that it's home to the archaic copper culture Indian burial grounds. And you can learn a bit about its history if you go there.
Right. So the copper culture marks the site of the burial grounds of the old copper culture, an ancient group of natives, and they used copper to their craft, to craft tools. So this is many years ago, and it was actually in 1952, a 13-year-old boy discovered human bones, and that's how it was discovered, actually. So you can go in there. There's walking trails, a picnic area, and restrooms. But there's a little museum also that's open in summer that you can learn more about the copper culture. And actually, if you go to the Beyer Home and Museum in Okano, they have a little display talking about it also.
And, of course, a lot of that's at the Copper Culture State Park, which is a state park.
Right.
It's nice to have. And you also mentioned the garage bar as a spot to stop maybe and have a beverage, maybe a little something to eat.
Oh, yeah. We stopped there, and it was just so much fun. It was a very welcoming neighborhood bar, and they have so many beers on tap. And you can't really see them from, you know, where you stand on the other side of the bar. So the bartender said, well, come on back and you can look at them and choose what you want. So, yeah, very welcoming place.
And it was actually was a garage at one time.
Yes. Yeah. That's what's neat about it.
It's pretty darn cool. And you should also, I think, take your bike there to visit because there's some biking trails there, too.
Right. I had camped when I stayed there. And so I brought my bike along and I could just, it's a very bike-friendly city. So you can, you know, go all over the place. And there's actually a biking trail that goes out to Copper Culture. So, yeah, it's a fabulous biking town.
Let's take some of the Lake Superior harbor towns, maybe Ashland to begin with. It's really known for its murals. What stories do those paintings tell?
Well, they talk about, like, local historic people that have made their mark in Ashland, and they're located all over town. I believe there's 23 of them, but it talks about the Ashland's culture and history. So you can take a self-guided tour and learn more about what each mural represents. You can go on the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce website, and you can download a guide or pick one up when you're in Ashland. But yeah, and I do have to say that there's kind of a hidden gem that not many people know about that have to do with the murals. But the Ed Griffiths Pedestrian Pass runs right over Highway 2. And it's also, the tunnel is full of mosaic creatures that the community created. So that's kind of a special place and something that not everybody knows about in Ashland.
Yeah, I did not know about that. And I thought, okay, next time I'm in Ashland, I'm going to definitely go there for sure.
Mark, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, Mark had emailed us. He says he wants to give a shout out, and this goes back to Sheboygan, to the excellent eating options in Sheboygan, especially from the high-end dining of Trattoria Stefano and its sister restaurants, to the great Butterburgers from Goss's and Schultz's. Also, its proximity to Kohler and Elkhart Lake make it a great place to start your Kettle Moraine adventure.
Absolutely.
So some good points there for sure. And Cindy emailed us with a sort of a side comment here. For her husband's birthday in August, she purchased the Wisconsin Supper Club coupon discount guide for $45. And they're planning to take day trips to many supper clubs, that they as many as they can throughout Wisconsin. The coupon book's arranged by regional areas. And in October, they're on their trip to Door County. They had dinner at the Nightingale Supper Club in Sturgeon Bay, for one thing. And
yep.
She said this would be a great compliment to the Harbor Town visits.
Absolutely.
I like that idea. So the Wisconsin Supper Club coupon and discount guide, another good
place.
Yeah. You can join in too, by the way. If you got a favorite harbor town that you want to talk about, I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 800-642-1234, or you could email us. The email address, talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. I did want to mention Washburn as well. One time the mayor of Washburn told me I don't spend enough time talking about Washburn. I spend a lot more time in Bayfield. But the architecture, I like the architecture of the downtown.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, the Washburn Cultural Center, beautiful, beautiful building.
And what intrigued me there was the Ghost Ship Art Gallery, which is really a collection of artists.
Yeah, like 50 artists from around the surrounding area. It's an eclectic space and a great place to just check out local art. So, yeah.
And the other place for, I have stopped at more than once, actually, in Washburn is Cafe Coco.
Oh, yeah, that is a popular place. And it's funny because I went to Bayfield first when I was up in that area. And there were two places that everybody told me that I should go to, Cafe Coco in Washburn and the Ashland Baking Company. So it was so funny. So, yeah, oh, my gosh, it's fabulous.
So they've got, I know the breads and the bakery are great. And as you point out in the book, I think a very, very well-known eatery. So Washburn is a good place to stop. And I hope the mayor's listening.
I hope so too.
Oh my goodness. Well, let's see. Let's go on to Bayfield next.
Yep.
our team goes there every year for Bayfield and Bloom to broadcast from there. But if someone's never been, maybe describe what you see as you drive into the city.
Well, I can only describe Bayfield as probably like very like a Cape Cod in Wisconsin. You know, you drive in the highway and you can catch a glimpse of the lake, but you come down the hill and this beautiful little town is right in front of you. And then in front of that is the lake shore. And it just, it's such a charming, quaint, you know, to use those words. But yeah, it describes Bayfield perfectly.
And there's something called the Fruit Loop in Bayfield. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so that happens in fall. And there's 14 stops. A lot of them are outside of Bayfield, but they include the orchards, farms, wineries in the area. You can spend a whole day actually visiting them. And so there's like the Hauser Superior View Farm where you can do cider and wine tasting. And they have all kinds of things to purchase. But there's the Bayfield Winery and Blue Ox Cider, which I love that. So there's all these places that you can stop. And it just, yeah. And then, well, of course, there's the three-day Bayfield Apple Festival, which is in October. But yeah, a lot of people skip doing the Fruit Loop, but it's better. It's great to do it like in late summer, early fall.
And, you know, when I'm there, I always make it a point to go to two bookstores. I go to Honest Dog Bookstore and mm-hmm. the Apostle Islands Booksellers.
Yes, yeah. Honest Dog Books is one of my absolute favorite bookstores in the state. It's so cute, you know, new and used books, and the staff is fabulous. It's small, you know, you can spend so much time because it's just so full of books. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Incredible. But, yeah, and then Apostle Island Bookseller, that's right downtown also, and that's a great place to get a lot of books about the area. If you want to learn more about the history of the Apostle Islands, Madeline Island, you know, things like that. So, yeah, that's a great place to go.
And, of course, jump on a boat, one of the tour boats, and go over to the Apostle Islands is always fun.
Oh, yeah, that's I highly recommend taking a boat tour around the Apostle Islands. Gorgeous.
What about restaurants in Bayfield? I particularly like the Landmark restaurant at the old Rittenhouse Inn. Speaking of places to stay at the old Rittenhouse Inn, I think I've stayed there at least 15 times. It's a wonderful inn, but I've had many a breakfast at the Landmark restaurant for sure, and some dinners too, but many breakfasts, and they're always fabulous.
Oh yeah, it's fabulous, and it's hard to get in there. You know, but yeah, highly recommend having a breakfast there, and the setting is just, you know, it's amazing.
It is indeed. Lori Helke, our guest today. Her book is titled Wisconsin Harbor Towns, The Ultimate Wisconsin Road Trip. You can join in, too. I hope you'll come in with a comment of your own about one of these harbor towns. Give a call. The number's 800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Taking a look at the book, Wisconsin Harbor Towns, The Ultimate Wisconsin Road Trip. 19 harbor towns are included in Lori Helke's book. Having some fun talking with her about what you can find when you go to those harbor towns. And join in. Give a call. The number is 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. Let's go to Joe in Madison. Joe, thanks for calling. Joe, are you there? Did we lose Joe? We must have lost Joe, but I see what Joe's comment was going to be. We should talk more about, or we should talk about Port Washington, and of course that's one of the harbor towns in your book. So what's good to see in Port Washington?
Okay, let's see. So in Port Washington, there's the Ozaukee Interurban Trail. If you're out to into some outdoor adventure, it's a 30-mile trail that connects, and it runs right through Port Washington. Upper Lake Park is absolutely amazing. It overlooks Lake Michigan. It's you have a spectacular view of the Port Washington Lighthouse. There's many events there throughout the year. Let's see. There's the lighthouse and the 1860 light station, which is because I list like every town I talk about the lighthouses right in the beginning, whether or not they're viewable or not. But so those are some great things. There's lots of shopping. Duluth Trading, of course, is there. And I have to say that one of my favorite places to grab coffee in Port Washington is the Daily Baking Company. It's right downtown. It's just a great place to grab a croissant, an espresso, and then there's a few wonderful restaurants there, the Twisted Willow, the Pasta Shop. Port Washington is like one of those undiscovered gems, too, and the whole, it's the downtown area is spectacular.
Yeah, it is indeed a beautiful place, and I've had some nice dinners there as well. So I tell you what, Tom in Ocano has something for us, too, so let's go there. Hi, Tom.
Hi. You missed a good bookstore up there by Mayfield and Washburn. In Washburn, you have Shikwamigan Book and Coffee Company. It's an old place. It's the most fantastic bookstore you've ever been in. They've got something like 70,000 used and new books. I have found so many wonderful books in that store. I used to go up there with the family, and we'd start a stack on the deck, and the kids would go and grab their stuff. My wife would go and find her stuff. I'd go find my stuff. And by the time we got done, there was about a 4-foot-high stack of books.
Yes, I do have that in the book also. I thank you for mentioning that.
Maybe you should tell us, and I should have asked you this to begin with, but how your book is organized. You did mention that you always start with lighthouses, whether or not there are lighthouses, but go ahead and explain the book.
So the book is divided into 19 chapters, so each harbor town has its own chapter. And in the beginning, I just kind of give a little overview, and I go into some fun historical facts, like 4 or 5 facts, along with population. But then I dive into the main, like, things to do in each city, the highlights. You know, it's like so hard to cover everything, and oh my gosh. But then I go from that into like places to shop. I have a shopping section. So my favorite places to shop, bookstores, you know, women's clothing, kind of some eclectic things if I thought there was something that was really kind of interesting. And then I talk about places to eat and drink. So that covers, you know, cafe, bakeries and coffee, and then restaurants. And then I'll talk about breweries, wineries, and distilleries. So, and then finally, I end up with, like, accommodations. So I have just a few accommodations, and all of the things that I talk about, with the exception of some hotels, are small businesses, mom and pops, and because I like to feature those kind of places, you know, than like the chains. You won't really see me listing any malls or, you know, any big shopping centers. It's just all small businesses.
Yeah, I like that part of it, as a matter of fact. Dan in Prairie du Sac has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Share,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, about a year ago, my wife said, let's go somewhere for my birthday, which is November 5th, and she wanted to go to Kenosha. And I said, really? Kenosha? But we stayed at a fabulous, like, boutique hotel. I think it's called the Stella in Kenosha. And then we took the train, which is a few blocks away. You hit the train, and you can go. That's the northernmost stop on the train from Chicago. And you can get to Chicago in, I don't know, a couple hours or an hour and a half. And it's so easy. And then get back, and we had a great time in Kenosha. There was a couple brew pubs there that were nice, and so I would just recommend that.
Dan, thank you very much for calling. And Lori, I remember, too, you mentioned in the book that the train ride to Chicago from Kenosha.
I have done that. I can't even tell you how many times I do that. It's so nice. It's like stress-free and inexpensive. You don't have to worry about your car. But, yeah, I drive. It takes me about 2 hours to get to Kenosha. I hop on the Metra train. And like he said, it's like 2 hours to get there. But you end up right on at Ogilvie Center, which is just not too far from Union Station. But you're right in the middle of town, so you can walk all over. I will go just for a day, actually, to Chicago, and it's so convenient. And a lot of people do not realize that it's there, but it's so easy.
And you're not paying tolls the whole way.
Exactly. Very economical, let me tell you.
Dan, thanks a lot for calling and for that shout out for Kenosha. I really appreciate it. Greg in Cottage Grove, your turn. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Larry. I know that we've talked about Port Washington, but I'd like to also say Port Washington has great charter fishing.
Yeah, I should have mentioned, actually, Port Washington is well known for its charter fishing. And you comment on charter fishing opportunities in many of these harbor towns, Lori.
Yes, yeah. And that's, you know, it's a spotlight. All these harbor towns, Algoma, Sheboygan, Manitowoc, Two Rivers, you know, they all have a thriving charter fishing business. And it's great to point that out to people that don't really realize that you can go to one of these cities and reserve a day or half day or 3 hours and to get out on the lake and to catch your salmon and your trout. And so it's so fun. But yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the call. And while we're talking about things outside, I did want to go back to Bayfield for a minute because I wanted to plug something you didn't have in the book, which is the Apostle Highlands Golf Course.
Yes. Yeah. That's fantastic, right? I didn't cover really many golf courses in the book.
I really enjoy that course. Mostly, I think there are 13... On 13 of the 18 holes, you have a view, and you're up on this high hill looking down on the city of Bayfield, but the Lake Superior, 13 of the 18 holes, you have a view of Lake Superior. So it's just a gorgeous, if you're a golfer, it's a gorgeous place to play.
Nice.
I really enjoy going there, as a matter of fact. Well, you travel a lot by yourself, and you write about that in your blog, too.
Yes.
What are the upsides of traveling that way?
Well, you don't only have yourself to worry about. You know, you can do what you want when you want to do it. It's a fabulous way to travel. And honestly, what my favorite thing about solo travel is the fact that it opens you up to having conversations with locals. You know, if you're like going someplace with your spouse, for instance, and you tend to stay in your own bubble, you know, if you're by yourself, it's just, you can sit at a table and strike up a conversation with somebody next to you, or, you know, the shopkeeper that you go into. It's a great way to find out more suggestions of off the beaten path things to do in a destination.
Absolutely. So what's next for you, by the way? Are you traveling anywhere this winter?
Well, other than going to Chicago in a couple weeks, I may be going to Spain in February. I'm pretty much going to stay home. I'm working on currently. I have a new book coming out in about February. It's 100 Things to Do in Sheboygan Before You Die. So, yeah, that's with a publisher, and I'm excited about that to come out. So, Sheboygan fans, you know, that's a great way. But, I'm a camper, too, so I'm working on scheduling some camping trips for next summer. But, yeah, I'm pretty much going to stick close to home, but you never know, because I might just take off at the last minute and go somewhere.
Well, at the start of your book, you feature a quote by St. Augustine, and it says, "The world is a book, and those who do not travel only read a page."
Yes, yeah.
Tell us more about that philosophy.
Yeah.
What's the world added to your life?
Oh, my gosh. The world has opened up so much. You know, traveling solo, honestly, is such an empowering experience, particularly for women at 50 plus, you know, at this time of your life. And I really never started traveling till I was in my 50s. So it means that you have to go out there and experience the world, because if you don't, you know, it just keeps your mind so focused on where you're at. You know, it's just, the world is small, honestly. And I've learned so much by traveling all over and met so many people. And it's amazing.
Well, it's been a lot of fun talking with you today, Lori. I've enjoyed your book. I'm going to keep it, probably have it available in my car, as a matter of fact. I've got a spot for books just like that. And I appreciate your time and talking with us about it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Larry. I really appreciate it.
Lori Helke is our guest today, and her book is titled, again, Wisconsin Harbor Towns, The Ultimate Wisconsin Road Trip. So that's a Wisconsin road trip. And coming up, we're going to talk about other kinds of trips, cruises, maybe tropical vacations. Are you thinking about ever gone on a cruise? We'll talk about that next. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.
Goodbye to tender nights beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and kiss you gently. just once more.